And the title of today's story is Padre Pio and the Man from Genoa with the Dirty Face. And it is about a tough conversion story. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring you a series of short stories on the incredible life of Padre Pio. He's our great saint and he's a Capuchin friar, a mystic and a tremendous miracle worker. Incredible miracles. So please do stay tuned to this channel to find out more about Padre Pio and also to find out what his intercession could do for you. And just a brief announcement that we are having a Lenten selection of videos. These videos change every week, but they selected specially for Lent and for you. And to see these videos, just go to the video description below, and there you'll find a link to the videos. In today's story, there is a Dr. Enzo Saltamiranda, who was the director of the Biotherapeutic Institute of Genoa, and that's in Italy. And this is Enzo's background. He was a brilliant person, but he had abandoned his faith while he was still very young. And in fact, at the age of 14, he had made the public declaration that he no longer needed God. And from then on, God was totally excluded from Enzo's life. And thereafter, everything was allowed. So nothing was out of bounds. And that is how Enzo proceeded to live his life. Well, Dr. Enzo Saltamiranda found within himself an insatiable desire to learn and to study. And so he would spend long hours reading through the books within his father's vast library. And he even picked up the Bible and he read through the Bible, trying to find ways to justify his atheism. That's all he was interested in, justifying his atheism within the Bible. Well, later on, war arrived in Italy, and this interrupted his university studies. But Enzo was rebellious by nature against this military discipline, and so he soon ended up in prison. And then from prison, he was sent off to the battlefield. Enzo, it turns out, was wounded. He was involved in the battle in Tobruk, and he was wounded there in the confrontation, and he ended up in a concentration camp within Germany itself. But within the situation, in the concentration camp, where a lot of other people would have been psychologically devastated, Enzo dug in his heels. He became more obstinate. And so Enzo became absolutely convinced now that his own fortune depended entirely on himself. And he did not even want to hear a mention of a word about God. Well, sometime later, Enzo visited his good friend Mario Cavalieri. And there in the room where he was visiting was a picture of our stigmatized saint, Padre Pio. It was hanging up somewhere in the room. And when Enzo saw this picture, it made quite a profound impact on him. And he choked up with emotion when he saw it. And his friend perceived this and so quickly offered him a copy of this picture. And then things started to change. 2 days later, as if moved by some irresistible force, Enzo now called up a taxi and made the trip to San Giovanni Rotondo, to Padre Pio's monastery. So he now wanted to know more. He wanted to see Padre Pio. But once he had arrived there, he didn't know why he was there. Why had he made this trip to the other end of the world? For what? And so he tried to blend anonymously into the crowd. And he went to Padre Pio's Mass, and there he awaited Padre Pio's arrival. And he attended Mass, and then after Mass, as was Padre Pio's custom, he went to the confessional in the sacristy, the confessional for men. But as he walked past, when Padre Pio saw Dr. Saltamiranda, he called out over the other people's heads, "Genoese, Genoese, do you not see that your face is dirty? You live just 2 steps from the sea, but you have not learned to wash. Your vessel is solid, but no one rules it." And so Padre Pio was obviously reading his life like this. And at this, Enzo Saltamiranda felt a shiver running down his spine. Padre Pio had singled him out and somehow knew a little too much about him. He understood that Padre Pio was referencing himself, and so he decided now he'd better take a wash and go to the confessional. And he stood in the confessional queue, and then when he was in front of Padre Pio, he stammered a request for the healing of one of a relative, some family member. So Padre Pio responded, "I give my blessing. But tell me, my son," Padre Pio wanted to know, "have you ever thought about the well-being of your own unfortunate soul?" "Well, of course," Enzo said, "otherwise I would not be alive." And now Padre Pio wanted to know, "well then, what is the objective of your life?" "Well, to make people happy." And then Padre Pio exploded, "unhappy, you mean? Can't you see that you are precipitating your own soul into perdition, to damnation, through this lifestyle?" And then lifting his hands before his face, Padre Pio said, "now go." Padre Pio could be a little bit abrupt, as we've heard previously in confession. And so he would do this. If the person wasn't properly prepared, he would give them more time now to go and prepare themselves properly for repentance. But somewhat confused, Tulsa Miranda, he stood up and he left. And he kind of wandered about in the church, stayed within the surroundings, and pleaded with heaven to assist him. And when he did this, suddenly Tulsa Miranda noticed a very strong fragrance of violets that fell on him like a wave. And Enzo continued like this until a little later on, he came across another friar. And this friar saw that there was something strange now. Enzo was alone and he appeared to be tormented somehow. So he asked him, "are you all right?" And then proceeded to lead Enzo by the arm to the room, or to the cell as it's called, of Padre Pio. And Enzo was now standing outside Padre Pio's room, and he looked up and there was a little plaque, a little notice that said, that read the following: "The glory of the world has sorrow for a companion." So all of these little things, they made an impact on Enzo. And then the door opened, and once again, the same fragrance now enveloped Enzo. The same fragrance he had noticed earlier in the corridor. And there before him, Padre Pio stood, waiting, and thereafter proceeded to help him to find the peace that he sought. He made his confession, and now Padre Pio had to use his abilities, and so he brought to light many, many forgotten sins, hidden sins that Enzo wasn't even aware of. He brought them to light so that Enzo could make a proper confession. And so obviously Padre Pio had a gift for this. He could read people's souls. And after this encounter between Padre Pio and Enzo finished with this dialogue. "Son, it is as if you have made a magnificent loaf of bread. But what are you going to do with it now? You must cut it into slices and then give these slices to those in need. And in this way, you will be serving God and you can count on my help always." And at this, Dr. Tulsa Miranda, he just broke down completely sobbing, and he cried like a child. But he said that was the happiest moment in his life. There's been a total conversion for Enzo. And the effect of these words, in fact, it was so decisive. It caused such an inner transformation that Enzo ended up by placing his profession, and that's his career, and all of his goods, and his very life now at God's disposal. And so we've seen here how, from absolute atheist, Dr. Enzo Tulsa Miranda had now become a very close friend of God. And in how many hours had this happened? And such was the effect of Padre Pio. And next time on this channel, we can have a story about what makes Padre Pio tremble with fear. So please do join us for that story. And just a reminder that during Lent, we do have a special selection of videos for Lent for you. And all you have to do to see them is go to the video description just below here and find the link there. Click on the link and it will take you to the series of videos. And do help us with this apostolate. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't already subscribed. Like the video, please, and share the video with your friends and colleagues.